And we're back. Sorry, it's been a minute. Maybe 5 minutes. Sorry about that. Hello again. I hope you're happy to hear our voice. We hope you're cowering in fear at the sound of our thundering voice.
I hope that
we're back.
That's too much, Nathan.
Oh, it's too much. Oh, sorry. Okay, we're back.
That's better, but you stepped on my joke, so we're already off to a great start.
Stepped on what joke were you gonna make? I was making jokes.
I was saying I hope they cower in fear. I hope that they're terrified but feel compelled to listen. Like something inside of them forces them to listen, but they don't know why, and we make them very uneasy.
Imagine you're driving down the highway. You see 7 police cars. You see people standing on the side of the road. There's caution tape. You can't see what they're huddling around, but it's us in the middle.
And you know you want to
look. You know you want to slow down and get a look. Body parts, blood, bones, animals, ravenous birds.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The vultures so quickly.
Wouldn't you slow down to see what the fuck's going on in the middle of that mess? I would.
What kind of animals? Birds and what else?
I was thinking carrion birds. Ravens.
Oh my God.
Vultures. Crows. Picking. Eyeballs. Mm. What else? Probably a couple of crocodiles.
Mm.
A couple of... Let's throw a rhinoceros in there.
That's so scary.
It's dead.
It's dead?
It's on its back. Its rib cage is exposed. We're inside of it. Also dead. Ravens, vultures, etc.
You've had so many hurricanes since the last time we've talked to you.
How many hurricanes have they had?
Two big ones.
At least 5.
1,000.
1,000, 5,000 hurricanes. Yeah, probably. Yeah. But we got Milton. It's on its way right now. Milton's cooking.
It's going to get
in the Caribbean.
It's going to, it's going to reach land. It's going to get to land. Wednesday, guys. I guess there's a mandatory evacuation order for like the west coast of Florida,
Tampa,
like
the surrounding areas.
Yeah, Hillsborough County, Sarasota County. You know our favorite, Pasco, Pinellas. Uh-huh. Get the fuck out of there.
It's mandatory evacuation.
Thing, Florida man in Pinellas and Pasco, not going anywhere.
Listen, how mandatory is mandatory? They're not. These guys, they're not evacuating. Are you crazy? Mandatory evacuation. That's more like a light suggestion. Public's probably popping off right now, going crazy. What was the last one? It was called Helene?
Helene.
Helene fucked up North Carolina. I think Florida got out pretty okay.
It got fucked up. It just fucked up North Carolina worse.
It was northern Florida. It was the panhandle got fucked up. Is that right?
No, dude.
What happened?
Like, same area. Like, the whole west coast of Florida. Like, north of Tampa got fucked. Crystal Springs, Hillsborough.
Oh, it was just north of Tampa. I thought it was like north.
No, dude.
But mid-north we're talking about.
Yeah, like affected my mom's
south
house.
North. North-south. Yeah.
The houses she's building, uh-huh. one of them got filled with sand.
That's so fucked up.
It was a biblical curse. Yeah. It was on Longboat. It's the one you and I had gone to before to do construction work for her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It has a very ramping Longboat driveway.
I mean, you should be thanking God every day that your house is not filled with sand if you live on an island in the middle of the fucking ocean. It's just common sense. Sure. Why would you build a house on a fucking island off land? You know, and it's hubris. It's just hubris that drives people to live in Florida. I'm just saying. And build new houses. You could live in the middle of the state, be pretty safe from hurricanes. Then you're dealing with the alligators and the fucking, you know.
Skeeters.
Meth heads, junkies.
Joe Biden did an emergency declaration. So a state of emergency for Florida already.
You know what's funny? Today. He's still president.
Oh my God. I like literally have not thought about him in 6 months.
Joe Biden
not
is
once
still
have
the
I
president
thought about him.
Of the United States
he
of America.
He can't possibly be. I don't think of him as the president. I haven't thought of, I mean.
Yeah, he's faded from my.
I've never heard anyone talk about him for the last 3 months.
I imagine my consciousness to be the public consciousness, and I believe that he's completely faded away from the public consciousness.
Yeah, just retreated into
nobody's thinking about him. It's Kamala or it's fucking Donnie.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden, every once in a while, I'll go like, oh my God, he's still the president of the United States of America. He could press that big red button whenever he felt like it. He's sleepy all day long. I mean, that's one nickname that sticks, Sleepy Joe Biden.
It was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, he kept nodding off in the middle of the... You remember when he fell off the bicycle?
That was so sad.
He closed his eyes, he went... Oh.
Yep.
I was the president of the United States of America. Excuse me, sorry, what a tangent. I feel like we should explain ourselves, by the way.
Why?
We've been gone because we wrote, directed, starred in, and produced a feature film that is now in the early stages of release.
And we all have new jobs, and we moved to the worst state in the country.
Yeah, we
California.
Moved to the shittiest place that we could possibly have.
And let me tell you, I had high hopes, medium high hopes. It stinks.
California?
I'm not loving it.
For the birds.
Guys, I really wanted to feel... I wanted to disturb myself with how much I liked it because I always joke on it, you know? I put a little stank on its name.
We call it the baby rape capital of the world.
I stand by that. And so I wanted to sort of be embarrassed, be ashamed.
Actually, this is probably
how much
Luxembourg,
but,
you know, California close second. Anyway, continue.
Why?
I feel like there's a lot of money and it's a really tiny country. A lot of castles. What's going on in the basement?
No one thinks about them.
That's
the Joe Biden of
Europe.
Just people forgot.
People
they
forgot.
Seem
Every once in a while you remember Luxembourg.
Oh my God, it exists as a country. I can't
Or maybe Monaco.
It.
Monaco. I feel like there's even more money there. Yeah. So Monaco, baby rape capital of the world. California, number two. Luxembourg, I don't know, coming in at number three.
Wow. What a turnaround for Luxembourg.
Yes, anyway, California.
Anyway, I wanted to feel a little ashamed of, like, liking it. Like, I liked it more than I...
You wanted to be Katy Perry. You wanted to be a California girl. You wanted to be undeniable. You wanted Daisy Dukes with a bikini on top.
I did.
Yeah.
I did,
and
actually.
And I would have been your Snoop Dogg. I would have featured on your single.
I did want that.
That's right. Well, because you grew up in a sunny, warm climate. Guess what? California... is so stupid. It's a stupid place to live. It's gonna fucking... We've had four fucking earthquakes since we got here.
One was so bad that it actually kind of... I wouldn't say pulled our front door off the hinges, but it tilted our front
door
off
the hinges.
It fucked
with the alignment of our front door.
And now
we
can't lock.
Yeah, so if you want to rob us, our address is
57... No. No.
But my point being... Okay, so we get here. You think it's going to be hot and sunny and nice to your liking.
I'm imagining beach, frankly. I'm imagining like tropics. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm imagining salt water air.
No, you know what you get? Dust.
It's so dusty.
It's fucking dusty. You get dust.
Craggy.
You get
brown,
smog.
Tan.
The palm trees, by the way, all
look
have
like they're dying.
That hairy
from
brown
tuberculosis.
Shit. Yeah, they're fucking like a dry cut, like a every palm tree in Los Angeles is like like that.
It doesn't.
They
look
drop
good.
Shit
I'm
on you.
Confused.
Yeah, you're basically what you are is in northern Mexico. That's where you're at.
Yeah, but
and
see, that would be fine if
they
how
didn't
I framed
brand
it
themselves
in my mind.
As being tropical.
Yeah, it's fucked up, you guys.
Yeah, the palm trees are...
And you can't get to the beach. Like, okay, here's the other thing.
Nobody goes
Only
to the beach.
Only rich people live on the coast.
Obviously.
And, like, so you have to live so far from the fucking water to afford your apartment that I feel like I'm... No. Let me specify. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm far from the water. I am very far from the water.
You're 20 miles from the water.
22.5.
You've
get
done
this.
The calculations.
When we lived in Brooklyn... Mm-hmm. We were half a mile from a pretty generous babbling brook.
You're talking about the East River?
No, the babbling brook in Prospect Park.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the
yeah,
ponds
yeah, yeah.
for dogs
uh-huh.
and stuff.
Yeah, there's water.
The
you could go take a look
ducks.
At some water. Yeah.
Half a mile.
I wouldn't go in it.
We were 3 miles away from, yes, the river. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there was some listen, there's some stuff to do. We were 4 miles away from, like, let's say Transmitter Park in Greenpoint, where you really can, like, enjoy the water, not get in it. I mean, you can go on a boat, you can kayak, blah, blah. But, like, I just mean to be near the water, to be near that.
You see water.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're calmed by the presence of ocean breeze.
And get this. We were 13 miles from my second favorite beach in America, Rockaway Beach, 13 miles, okay? In Chicago,
we were posses of big booty Puerto Rican and Colombian families, actually.
The whole family has
a big ass. Yeah, and I love it.
Grandpa,
we used to sit on Rockaway Beach and just look at butts all day long.
They don't have butts like that here in California.
Here's the other motherfucking thing. California brands itself as, like, everyone's fucking beautiful and rollerblading. Like, everyone's, like, hot.
Everyone's,
in
like,
Los
an
Angeles.
Influencer and an actor.
Yeah, guess what? I don't know
where they are.
I see a lot of egg-shaped, middle-aged Mexican ladies who I love. But I don't see hot people walking around. And then the other people in our neighborhood are fucking, like, gross,
gray
aging
losers.
Hipsters.
Yeah. And when I mean gray, I don't mean their hair. I mean their skin
aura.
Tone.
Their aura. Yeah,
they gray. Look... They're emitting a sort of, I don't know, like a dishwater.
Dead. Yeah.
Deadness.
Yeah, what are you, non-potable? Yeah, they're non-potable. And they wear the whitest jeans that cost $5,000. I don't know what these people do. They work in an office in some capacity, but I cannot believe that they are contributing to the economy somehow.
Oh, and I refuse to believe that.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Care what job they have. They're not contributing.
Yeah.
But wait, let me jump in. Mm-hmm. So when we lived in Chicago, we were a mile and a half away from, guys, okay, you're going to give me shit for this, but Lake Michigan.
It's an inland ocean.
That's a
big
real
body of water.
Big boy. That is a big lake, and you feel it has lake beach elements.
You
like
can
it has
get
sand,
in it. You
can
swim
get
around.
It.
Yeah, there's
nice.
There's beaches all like all around in Chicago.
Yeah. Obviously, when we lived in Florida, we were like half a mile from the Bay of Sarasota.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, ironically, moving to Los Angeles means that we are now further away from the water than I've ever been
in my whole adult life.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah. It is what it is, babe. It's fucking. We did this. We're here. Kelsey Ann's a screenwriter. She's getting paid to write words on a page. So that's fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm really, really hyped about that.
Yeah, we're hyped about that. But, I mean, honest to God, if we could have been doing this in some other locale, we would have.
If we have any listeners in California, which honestly, we alienate everyone in the state, so I'm sure we don't. But if we do,
well,
where
they're
do
not, they're not even the
lower
baby
middle
rape?
Class people live? Like, where?
Outside of Los Angeles.
Yeah, but I'm still curious about where.
Fucking
Anaheim?
East. Well, we're basically outside of Los Angeles. We're as far east as you could get.
We're right next to, yeah, like...
We're almost in Pasadena.
The suburbs,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. But so,
whatever,
like,
guys. I'm just stressed about
middle
it.
Middle-class people don't live here. Like, it's the
you
entire
right?
economy of the state is designed to crush middle-class people into moving to fucking Texas or whatever.
Yeah.
It rewards the ultra-wealthy, and it fosters this system where nobody can afford a house, and that's why there's so many people always talk about how many homeless people are in California. Well, you try fucking living here. You try making rent.
One more thing. I'm sorry, guys. We are going to get to Florida Man and Florida Woman. We are going to hit the highlights. Okay. I've got a lot of biters.
Yeah.
Women biting various items and things and people. we will get to that. But I have to say one more thing about California.
Go ahead.
Again, with the like, it's beautiful, all the nature here. Like, really, I mean, you know, you do have the traffic, but just the nature. Like, you're in such proximity to nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the beach is 22 miles away, and it takes me 2 hours to get there because of traffic. And then when I do get there, I can't find parking.
Yeah.
I drive around for 40 minutes trying to find parking,
stalking
cars, acting creepy.
Uh-huh.
And then when I finally do get a parking spot, heaven forbid, I am around anyone with a surfboard. Because then I really want to kill myself.
These guys are motherfuckers, by the way.
They're so nasty.
All of them are rich, by the way. Tech tycoons. I live in a van. I'm a hippie who surfs. That shit is dead.
It's gone. I don't know where they are, but they're not here.
The only people in California with free time are somehow independently wealthy, and that's who surfs.
They act like dicks.
Yeah.
They're fucking know-it-alls. They have like a locals-only culture, but it's like locals-only.
Who are the locals? Who can afford to fucking live here? Yeah.
Yeah. So it sucks. But also, hiking? Hiking up a dusty ass, craggy ass, brown ass, parched ass hill.
Get your butt cheeks bit off by a mountain lion. Get bit by a rattlesnake ass, fucking inhale
hikes that I truly
1 gallon of sand on your way up the mountain.
Dehydrate. I will die of dehydration if I go on that hike. It's, again, a drive away. Where's the nature in close proximity? I sort of see hills around me.
I gotta get
cannot
my car.
Access them. Yeah.
Drive 40 minutes.
It's a hike that my baby will surely die on.
Yeah.
So you tell me how accessible the nature is here in Los Angeles.
No shit. Also, the weather. Like, people are like, oh, the weather's going to be awesome. Like, when we were in Chicago telling people we were going to move to California, we're like, everyone's like, oh, like, that's so great. It's going to be sunny every single day. Like, it's always sunny in California. It fucking sucks here. The weather it's 170,000 degrees outside.
In October.
The sun, it's fucking October.
The sun is so strong that I have to prepare to leave this home. Like, I'm preparing to go to the moon or Mars, more like.
Yeah.
I have to get my baby covered in sunscreen, even though she's going in the stroller.
Yeah.
I have to get hats for everybody, literally UV protectant hats and clothing. And let me tell you what, I'm aging rapidly. Yeah. Even with all of that, my skin's lost its bounce.
Babe, you're looking old.
I am looking old. I am looking old.
You're full of shit.
How dare you?
You're full of shit.
The sun absolutely bakes you. It's different in Florida. I don't know what it is, guys. Maybe the ozone here, it got pecked out.
We need some humidity. Honest to God, there's nothing. It's just fucking dry. We didn't think we were moving to Phoenix, Arizona, but that's the point. California's a lie. It fucking lies about what it is. It says it's going to be sunny. That's true. It says it's going to be mild and pleasant.
Yeah,
there's going to be hot people. You're going to go to the beach and play in the ocean. You're going to love it here.
And there's going to be cool stuff to do, which honestly...
Yeah, and there's going to be cool stuff to do.
I don't know about it.
Yeah, it's... So far, all of that has been a fucking zero for 100. Big goose egg on shit to do around here.
Okay, yeah. So we're done with that.
I always knew that. I just want to toot my horn. Okay. I always knew California.
I'm going in.
Number two baby rape capital.
Destin, Florida. Florida woman bites testicles of 600-pound camel.
What did she think was going to happen?
I don't know, and I can't wait to find out.
Let's get into it.
A Florida woman bit the testicles of a camel after it sat on her on September 13th.
This just makes sense. Okay, so how did she get herself into the situation?
Well, it says, at the Tiger truck stop in Louisiana, the woman's husband had been throwing treats to their dog close to the animal's pen. The dog went under the enclosure. That's when the woman, ignoring warning signs, crawled under a barbed wire fence to get their pet. That's when Casper, the camel, sat on her. The woman then bit the testicles of the 600-pound animal.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It is alleged that the couple provoked the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, the camel has never been aggressive. The camel has never gotten out, never caused any issues. In fact, the husband and wife stated before that we've been here before and we've never had any problems. End quote. The woman who was hospitalized is said to be doing fine, and so is the camel. The couple was cited for leash law violations.
Do you think she pooped herself?
Yeah, well, if you get sat on with that much force, I think things expel 600 generally.
600 pounds.
I'm surprised she's alive, frankly.
Wow. It's like Lena Dunham doing cowgirl on you.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Okay, on the biting theme, Florida woman drunkenly bites man's fishing line, swims away with lure, police say.
What? Did, huh?
A Florida fisherman got quite the catch Tuesday, but it happened to be an intoxicated 22-year-old woman instead of a prized fish, according to police. Authorities were called to St. John's County Pier at 6 p.m. after a fisherman said a woman bit his fishing line and swam off with his lure. The fisherman told deputies that Alexandria Turner, 22, appeared to be intoxicated when she swam up to his fishing line, cursed at him, and bit the line.
What the fuck?
The 22-year-old then allegedly, bit the fishing line and swam away with the rigging. When Turner asked police to come to the pier, she reportedly became belligerent and refused to walk inside. To what? Just out of the water, maybe?
Questioning or whatever.
Turner then stated upsetting the sense of public norm at the pier when police tried to take her into protective custody. Turner refused to let deputies handcuff her and screamed, "I'm fucking naked!" several times. What? She was later arrested for disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest without violence.
Oh my God.
Do you want to see a picture of her?
I was just thinking, did the hook go through her cheek or whatever? Yeah, let me see. Let me see. This 22-year-old. Oh my God. She looks like a fat 12-year-old boy. Kind of a 12-year-old boy who keeps his shirt on when he goes to the public swimming pool.
She does. She really, really does. Oh, she sort of looks like Irish A.J. Soprano or...
Irish A.J. Soprano. That's like totally it.
Fat Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, no. That's such a shame. Well, I would be disorderly and drunk in public, too.
She's got a nice fade on her haircut, though. She does. She has a men's haircut.
This woman appears to me to be a butch lesbian.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah. She got opinions on fishing equipment.
She's beautiful.
Can I say that? You love her?
I think I love her.
You love her a lot?
Listen, yes, she...
Would you consider her a prize fish?
No.
You'd throw her back? You'd catch and release?
Yeah, catch and release.
Okay.
But she's got something going on. I hope she gets it together. Alexandria, let this be my warning to you.
She's only 22.
No.
Fuck, do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. This is an old one, but this... I can't believe we haven't covered this before. Listen to this. Amputee, quadruple amputee, sought in parents' murder, shoots himself and dies. As a teenager who had survived a devastating bacterial infection that left him a quadruple amputee, Sean Petrozino wowed those around him with his upbeat attitude. But last week, authorities in Central Florida were describing the now 30-year-old Petrozino as armed and dangerous and a person of interest following the fatal shooting of his parents in their Orlando home.
You can only handle it for so long.
On Tuesday, detectives from the Orange County Sheriff's Office went to Memphis to determine if Petrozino was the driver who shot himself to death after being pulled over by police officers during a Monday evening traffic stop. Memphis police officers said they heard a pop sound as they exited their car and then found the driver dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Positive identification hasn't yet been made. I'll just spoil it for you. This was in 2019. It was him. Orange County detectives had been looking for Sean Petrozino for the past week after the bodies of Nancy and Michael Petrozino were found fatally shot inside their home. Deputies went to the home a week ago after colleagues at the school where Nancy Petrozino taught second grade became concerned when she didn't show up. Petrozino had two prosthetic legs. A photo of Sean at a bank ATM on the day his parents were shot shows him without any prosthetics for his hands. Answering a question I'm sure we all were thinking.
No, I don't. It doesn't answer anything.
How did this chicken nugget of a man manage to fatally shoot and kill his mother and father?
I don't know. It burns within me. I don't know.
The article says it would be difficult, though not impossible, for Sean Petrozino to fire a gun without using prosthetics. Meaning, did he fold his torso?
Torso, like his armpit?
Use his nose? My instinct would be to use my shoulder and my nose to sort of steady the gun and then pull the trigger. But, I mean, a lot of skill was involved with doing this. It has to be said.
For some reason, I would think to use, some item and I know he doesn't have arms, so he can't really have an armpit, but to steady it in that,
he might have a nub there.
Yeah, that could have helped.
Yeah. It's even more impressive that he was able to turn the gun around and fire it on himself. I mean, you have 10 seconds after you get pulled over by the police before the guy's up at your window. This man was quick about taking that gun and popping himself to avoid being taken into custody. I just think we have to all take a moment and use our imaginations collectively to consider no arms, no legs. how are we murdering our parents?
See, this is why I love Florida, and this mm-hmm. is why I love this podcast, because, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere else, it would just be a sad story about a man who shot his parents and then yeah. went on to kill himself. But, of course, in Florida, mm-hmm. he's a quadriplegic.
He's a quadruple amputee. Quadriplegic, they still got their limbs, but they just can't move them. This guy
that's what I'm imagining.
You know what I'm saying? This guy literally was just a torso.
Yeah.
With a head.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. So I've got elder abuse on elder abuse.
He could have taken that show on the road instead of, he could have become,
you know.
An attraction.
Ringling Brothers, yeah. Barnum and Bailey. Listen, they got rid of the elephants. What do they have anymore? Yeah. Let's bring back the sideshow. Get these freaks a paycheck, you know?
I agree.
Okay. Florida woman, 86.
Rest in peace to the entire family, by the way.
Accused of stealing over $10,000 from 99-year-old blind deaf man.
Oh, come on.
Cynthia Milligan faces charges of grand theft, exploitation of elderly person. But look how motherfucking old she is. Look at her mugshot.
Holy shit. But she's still got that, like, she's still got that criminal glare in her eyes.
She really does.
She really does. You yeah. can still, there's life there, yeah.
I just love that, like, listen, she's taking advantage of what she can take advantage of. You know,
Would you rather...
She's not above most people in society. She's not able to take advantage of your average person. Mm-hmm. She's really only able to take advantage of maybe one other kind of person.
But that's that enterprising spirit that we find in the Sunshine State.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's below you, you find a way to manipulate and rob from them.
Yeah, dude.
That's on your state flag, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, Lake County, Florida. An 86-year-old woman in Lake County faces charges after deputies said she stole over $10,000 from a 99-year-old man who lived at the same facility as her.
But what's he going to do with it?
Exactly, actually. You know what?
He just sits
there.
She
might live another 10 years.
You said he's blind and deaf
yeah.
and 99?
Yeah.
Would you rather be 99 blind and deaf or a torso? I think I'm going torso because at least he's got the, you know, you can use your mouth to watch TV. Yeah, you can watch TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 99 blind and deaf. He's just, his TV is just what's inside his head.
You could still feel the water run over your skin. You know, you could still, someone could set your torso
room on fire.
Why would they set his room on fire?
I don't know. You said set .. and I was filling it in. I was thinking of the 99-year-old guy.
No, I'm talking about the man who's a torso. I'm saying all the cool things he can still do. Feel salt water on his nipples.
Probably still have sex.
Watch TV.
I bet you had a dick.
Yeah, he probably still has sex.
He's still packing the hog down
know.
There.
That's up to interpretation.
So he's still got. So
he
if you're a torso,
he could suck for sure. If he's into that,
well, definitely the mouth
or just cunnilingus, whatever.
The mouth is very much in play.
The mouth is in play. He can eat. You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess the 99-year-old can eat.
So I'm imagining a torso, you're going to have a mouth on top and probably an anus on the bottom. So
I
was imagining like totally like, you know, like a Lego man with no arms
yeah.
and legs.
Yeah.
But he's probably got a little tube down there. So he's just a tube. He's got a mouth and he's got a butt and
he's got a penis
hanging off. Yeah, but we have, you know, limbs. This guy. So probably he could still fuck. That's all I'm saying. So definitely, okay, I'm taking torso over 99. So what did she do with this 10K?
So it says, the victim's son mm-hmm. told police that when he reached out to staff at the Holiday Lake Ridge Village,
yeah.
he was told that Milligan, the woman,
uh-huh.
was an, quote, ambassador who was appointed by staff to assist residents with collecting mail.
Oh, but she was just taking their paychecks. Oh, fuck.
Taking them to appointments and coordinating events. Listen, I don't want her
checks.
To take me to an appointment. Mail
no.
is one thing.
Yeah.
I don't want her driving me anywhere. Okay. She doesn't look good for 86, too, by the way. She does look 96, frankly. The man said this was particularly alarming mm-hmm. since Milligan would have access to his father's mail and be able to see several checks received from the VA.
That's what I'm saying.
Veterans just get shat on in this
country.
They
really do.
According to the affidavit, when the man contacted Milligan, she told him that the money was a loan from his father.
Yeah.
And she did not realize the father, quote, had family.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I didn't realize anybody would know about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she drained his bank account down to $8.
$8?
Yeah.
What does he need it for? That's the question. Are you still, if you're paying for the facility, are you paying for food?
That's a good question. I bet different.
Is it like jail where you have to like, there's commissary yeah. and you gotta fucking.
Okay, wait. You know, I know that's funny that what you said.
Snickers or whatever.
But I actually think that's probably true. I would assume.
That food is extra?
No, I would assume that meals are included.
Okay.
Shit ass, hospital ass meals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jello, mm-hmm. cold meatloaf with like a sauce that's like, smells like maple for some reason and it's very thick.
Uh-huh. That's just gravy from a box. Frozen
peas. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I think if you want us, like you said, a Snickers bar mm-hmm. or a Coke or, I don't know, Cheetos, whatever, mm-hmm. I think you have to buy that.
Yeah, I agree.
If you want like a muffin in the middle of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. But listen, how many muffins could he really eat? So
mouth is still in play for both of these guys. I'm just saying.
You're right. Mouth is in play.
Yeah. So if you're a 99-year-old blind deaf dude, you could still have sensation. You could probably feel your bones breaking every time you move. You could probably taste stuff. Although a 99-year-old tongue, you think, you know.
Yeah, doesn't it get worn down?
Yeah, you get an old piece of like leather.
Like sanded down?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel bad for this guy. He's literally just chilling.
Yeah.
He just, all he does is just sit there.
His body's about to be on ice.
Oof.
Oof.
Like a fish at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Why do you put him on ice?
I think you do when you, like the morgue is freezing cold on purpose to keep him fresh. Delay decay. Yes.
Wait, you're totally right.
Yes.
It's not on ice, though.
Maybe like, if they have to like you transport order oysters at a restaurant. Do you think if you transport a body from what, like, let's say mm-hmm. they randomly died in Tucson, mm-hmm. Arizona, but their family wants to bury them mm-hmm. in, you know, Ypsilanti, Michigan, would you put them on ice to ship them?
Probably. Probably.
So sometimes they are on ice.
There's embalming fluid involved.
Sure.
I think we're digressing. Let me read a Florida man to you. Florida man arrested for allegedly breaking into a house and trying on baby clothes while holding a woman hostage. Florida man is accused of breaking into a woman's home and holding her hostage while he masturbated and tried on her baby's clothes.
What?
Goo goo gaga. Christopher Strickland, 36, was arrested last week. 36?
36?
Get your fucking life together, man.
Oh my God.
This is the kind of behavior that I would I would expect from like an 18-year-old with like a brain injury. Yeah, exactly. Or like, I figure if you're pulling this kind of shit, you probably would have died by the time you hit 36. You know, whatever cocktail of drugs and mental illness this guy was on. Christopher was arrested last week on charges of aggravated assault, battery, home invasion with a weapon, larceny, and an unnatural and lascivious sex offense.
It is unnatural and lascivious. Yes, I love the designation.
Yes, it is. implying a natural and non-lascivious sex offense.
What would that be?
Probably
just
pissing.
Jerking it to a regular lady.
Yeah. Like watching
not
porn.
Not an elderly person, not a baby.
Watching porn with your blinds open. And then your neighbors are like, oh, I'm offended. Let me call the cops.
To get him sexually offended.
I think what that would just be like, you know, if you had to take a leak and that, you were, right?
I don't think that happens.
Strickland was allegedly wearing women's clothing, including a red and pink bra, as well as a camouflage vehicle headrest over his head, when he broke into the woman's home around 6 a.m. 6 a.m.? Rise and shine! Fucking.
And he was already playing dress up before he
what
got
what an alarm
there.
Clock. Yeah, he just, get up! He allegedly dragged her into the living room and forced her to watch pornography on his phone while he masturbated. The woman told Escambia, is that how you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies. The suspect held a pillow over her face.
Oh, no.
She managed to struggle free. He then held a knife to her throat and then told her he'd kill her baby if she tried to get free again. The woman said Strickland took a bra and underwear from her dresser drawer, put them on. She said at one point during the three-hour ordeal, so this was over at 9 a.m., she also saw him trying on clothes that belonged to her baby. The woman tried to call the police, but he allegedly grabbed her and forced her to stay on the couch, scratching her in the... Don't scratch me. Fuck. According to the journal, Strickland left the woman's residence at around 9 a.m., but before leaving, the woman said he warned her he would return and kill her. She reported the incident to police. Don't call the police, because if you do, I'll come back and kill you, because I'm always around this area, he allegedly said. First of all, big mistake. You're always around here? Why the fuck would you tell me that? Yeah, why would you do something this crazy in a place that you're always around? I'm obviously going to call the police the second you leave here. The woman reported a $900 watch, $400 necklace, $400 gold chain, $100 gold ring, and clothes that the victim valued at $40 had been stolen from her home, according to the journal. Investigators tracked Strickland down through DNA in September. Escambia County Sheriff's Office had submitted a camouflage vehicle headrest cover that the suspect allegedly left on the victim's kitchen floor. He looks like hell. He's 36. He looks like he's 50.
But wait, so the baby was there the whole time? Like, the baby was there?
Yeah,
the baby
probably
was bawling her eyes out.
Yeah, probably.
How can you get off on that? Like, how do you get through the jerk sesh? With the baby crying.
It's probably helped him.
Oh, God.
This guy's a fucking creep.
Oh, my God. Ew. I'm actually, this one disturbs me. This is a very disturbing one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm glad something crazier didn't happen, honestly.
First of all, the lack of sleep, you know, the rude awakening.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
She's tired. That mom is tired enough.
Mom's tired enough, exactly. Yeah. It's so rude to wake her up at 6 a.m. to do your weird sex shit. Come on. Do that at like 11 p.m. Well, no, actually, come by at around 7. Baby's probably asleep at that point. And if, you know, if you're past 6 months, she's probably sleeping through the night. So 7 p.m., if we can get this done by 10 o'clock, then I can get to bed. But it's so rude to do that.
It's just 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah, early in the morning. Come on, man. Strickland, fuck you, man. I got another one. Hold up. Armpits of America. Florida man caught on surveillance pooping while attempting to rob a boat. This one, not much happens. 75-year-old individual in Florida.
Uh-huh.
This episode riddled with people who are too old to be doing the things that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Identified as Michael Paul, it's Polish. Hold on. Wierzbicki.
Nice.
But if you're American, you probably say Wierzbicki. Captured on surveillance video, engaged in an unusual incident while attempting to rob a boat. Apparently, this guy got on a boat at the Lashley Park Marina in Punta Gorda, and he just basically rifled around on the boat, like, looked through shit, didn't really steal anything, but he did take a shit and then leave. Can you imagine getting on your fucking boat that you probably spent your entire life trying to be able to afford?
Yeah.
And just a 75-year-old man's turd is laying there.
Damn.
Yeah. And then you got to go through the... You got to go, oh my God, who shit on my boat? And then you got to watch the surveillance footage of this man, this 75-year-old man who looks, again, looks like hell. His mugshot, he's got a fucking black eye. Take a shit on your boat.
Just disrespectful. Disrespect involved.
I'd like to encourage our audience members, just think about a 75-year-old man with a black eye dropping trow and laying some coil on your boat.
Is there any photos of the coil?
No, there's no photos of the poop, unfortunately.
Okay. I'm just wondering, like, how formed, how loose, like, how much?
It's a 75-year-old man engaged in this kind of behavior. I'm not imagining a healthy poop.
No, neither am I. I'm imagining like a thin poo.
When an orca whale like goes poof like that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Me too.
Spray paint.
Okay.
Real quick. Oh. Florida man in his underwear hits deputy in the face with a Bible, screams, "I condemn you," and then poops himself. There's nothing
so
really
pooping.
To the article. Yeah, I just had to include that. Just while we're on the topic of poop, this guy shat himself while he was being arrested. And he was probably being arrested for being yucky.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, listen, this is kind of an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Missing Milwaukee woman found safe in Florida returns home. 36-year-old Lakita Ward returned home to Milwaukee Thursday after she went missing more than 2 weeks ago. So let me just break it down.
Where's the line between missing and vacation?
Well, she's retarded.
Got it. Are we saying that now?
You know, on air? I've never stopped.
Okay.
Cool. Wait a minute, balloons, flowers. Okay, so she's touched, and she boarded a flight. I'm really curious about the logistics. Mm-hmm. To Fort Lauderdale, and she got there, and mm-hmm. she chilled for, what did they say, 2-3 weeks?
Doing, they said 2 weeks. Feeding herself how? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Was she staying with family? She was just like on the side of the road?
Apparently she has Turner syndrome, impacts her cognitive ability.
Turner syndrome.
It says she operates more like a teenager than an adult. So, okay, I guess, I mean, listen, it says Ward's mother, Andrea Atkins, said she met someone while in Florida who took her in for a few days and kept her safe.
Okay. The homie.
I guess. Dang. Anyway, she's back. I just think it's funny that she took a detour.
She took a wrong turn at Albuquerque, and she wound up in fucking Fort Lauderdale.
What is that?
It's a Bugs Bunny thing. Whatever. Oh. My references are from 1945. I don't give a fuck. So retardedly, and nobody asked any questions. So Turner syndrome, you're not like, you know, nonverbal.
I guess not.
And it's not like Down syndrome where everybody can just look at you and figure out.
Something's
you amiss. Just act a little more impulsively and recklessly.
I guess, yeah.
I'm gonna look it up.
Like a teenager.
I'm gonna look it up. Fascinating. Okay, I have Florida man 74 attacked by rabid otter while feeding ducks.
Rabid otter?
I'm just going to go ahead and say, in Florida, you shouldn't feed the fucking ducks, okay? No body of water is safe. We've been over this.
Oh, my God.
If it's not a fucking alligator, if it's not a 7-foot alligator who's going to come out and rip your leg off because you're 74 and you can't run, it's going to be some shit like this. You're going to get a brain-eating amoeba. You're going to get some sort of, like, predatory waterfowl. You're going to get a rabid otter. Just stay away from the goddamn water, all right? If it's fresh water in Florida, don't go. A rabid otter attacked a man last week in Florida, according to health officials. Florida Department of Health said that the attack happened Wednesday in Jupiter, Florida, in Palm Beach County. According to WPTV, the 74-year-old told Animal Care Control that he was feeding corn to ducks at a nearby pond, was returning home when he spotted the otter. The man began to back up slowly while facing the otter when the animal attacked him for several minutes. Just fucking...
Several minutes?
Man suffered dozens of wounds on his arms and legs.
Yeah, I would think
Victim told WPTV that he was receiving shots for rabies exposure and was visiting a hand surgeon to see if he suffered any permanent damage.
No, you have to say that over. That was so much spit.
The victim... I'm not editing this
yes,
anymore.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No, hell no. You're going to listen to it spitty, and you're going to listen to it clean. The victim told WPTV that he was receiving shots for rabies exposure and was visiting a hand surgeon to see if he suffered any permanent damage. The otter also attacked a pet dog in the area. The otter was captured and tested positive for rabies, officials said. Rabies, a disease of the nervous system, I'm not going to go into it. But have you ever seen a video of fucking a person with rabies?
No. What is it like?
When you get rabies... So it affects animals. It makes them like fucking crazy. They start needing to bite people, animals. It spreads that way.
I know that there's like foaming of the mouth.
Yeah, there's foaming of the mouth. That's hydrophobia. What rabies does to you is it makes you hydrophobic, meaning you cannot have like water does not work in your system. That foam is your body expelling water from its system.
Whoa.
Hydrophobia in humans. What happens is you die of thirst.
Whoa. Because you hate water.
You can't drink. I've seen a video. There's a video of a guy in Brazil who had late stage rabies, which, by the way, rabies 100% fatal if you don't get those fucking shots as soon as you can. The guy, he's trying to take a drink of water and he literally can't do it. He brings it up to his face and his hand is fucking shaking.
Oh my God.
He can't fucking do it. Like his entire body is rebelling against drinking water.
Oh, whoa. What happens when a late-stage rabies victim mm-hmm. does drink water? Like, is forced, like...
I think they throw it up.
Oh, my God.
They just can't do it, yeah. I'm just going to Google late stage rabies. Here, you continue.
Okay. Podcasting. Florida woman arrested after sucking on a police officer's prosthetic penis.
What now?
Police have a history of pulling some wacky stunts and spending a lot of time targeting prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Dude, I never thought of that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, how they set up speed traps in the same place where they know everybody's speeding. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to set the fucking speed trap up right where they know they're going to get you so they can get their revenue from the speeding tickets. They are probably, they know there's hoes. They know where the hoes are at.
No, but I mean like instead of other crimes. Like they're like, oh, let's catch
Well, that's
some
what I'm
hoes.
Saying. It's like easy. Like, they know they're there.
No, because they want to.
Oh, because they're horny.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's like a safe bet.
Because they have to entrap them.
Yeah.
Oh,
I see.
You know,
so they can
like, it's a lot more fun to do
they can play around
that than like, yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit. Okay. They're horny. Horny cops.
But a Manatee County police officer's methods to arrest a hooker seemed kind of cruel. He threw money at her, made her suck a rubber stunt penis.
Come on, man.
Okay. And then slammed on the, and it says dot, dot, dot. Oh, car brakes, causing her head to hit the dashboard.
No.
The Manatee County Sheriff's Office deputy was working an undercover sting last week where he picked up Christina Vavra, according to the police report. They drove to a 7-Eleven so the officer could pick up some cash from an ATM. I mean, he at least gets to like look at her and say nasty things and lick his lips, right? Because he's pretending to be a John, you know?
Jesus
I think that's
Christ.
A lot more fun for them than a lot of things.
This is
an
incel
shit. Then he threw
shit.
Money around the car, not even directly handing it to her, and asked her to leave enough over so that he could go grocery shopping.
Fuck.
Very weird. Vavra, knowing that a real police officer is not allowed to expose himself, asked to see the undercover deputy's man junk before getting down to business. The officer said he needed to put a condom on and then pulled out a prosthetic rubber penis covered in a condom. Vavra began sucking it while the officer was still driving, apparently unaware it was a doppeldong.
How did she not know?
Then the officer claimed he saw an opossum in the road and had to step on the brake. The quick stop caused Vavra to hit her head on the dashboard.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Only after all of this did the officer ask Vavra what her price was. $20 for oral? Oh, my God.
Come on,
so
man.
Cheap. After all of that humiliation,
he arrested her. You're making it
tragic.
We
got to
keep
her.
Laughing.
Shit. Well,
how do you not know the taste of silicone versus... human flesh.
Well,
her taste buds are probably shot from all the, you know, everything else she's doing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Poor girl. But
it'd be fucked up to be a sober prostitute.
I mean, I don't think
you know,
you could get through it.
Walking around, just knowing everything.
Listeners, I'm watching a lot of like Sean Baker movies right now, so I just got curious of like
who directed the Florida Project.
Yeah.
Which we did cover in an
earlier
episode.
Exactly. But a lot of other films too, Tangerine, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so I Googled like, do sex workers actually like walk streets anymore? Like, it seems like that's not a thing. It seems like it's all pretty much online. Apparently they still do, at least in Los Angeles. And there's two areas in particular. One is Figueroa, south of downtown. I think they said like in between 92nd and 104th on Figueroa is like a big area.
Damn.
It's like just south of like Crenshaw. Watts is right there.
So if you're
that's
in the Los
the
Angeles area.
Exactly. But then there's one up north too. I was really shocked by this one. It's like in, I guess what they call the Antelope Valley. Mm. It's up by Slimar. Like it's north East Los Angeles.
God,
it's basically where all the poor white folks live, is what I'm given to understand. Okay, my apologies. It's not the Antelope Valley. That's near Lancaster, which does have poor white people. So I was right about that.
Any place named Lancaster, you're going to find... Black people don't live in places called Lancaster,
no,
I don't
you're
think.
Right, you're right.
You're going to find white people living in poverty. go to Lancaster. That's what you'll find.
So, but this is the San Fernando Valley, what I'm talking about, where the toots hang out, the prostitutes.
Another thing that's so
Slimar,
fucking
Mission
awful
Hills,
about California
Hills,
is that everybody's
Granada,
just constantly talking about highways and like
Panorama City
towns and fucking
Sun
oh
Valley.
I work in whatever Heights, but I live in fucking whatever Dale.
Yeah, it sucks.
You suck. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what fucking shit town you live in versus where you work. Man, we gotta get out of this place. We gotta make some money and leave. That's what you do in California.
Yep.
Somebody somewhere enjoys this, and we'd like them to move into our apartment.
I think they're lying.
Everybody hates it.
I think that you either like it because you're very wealthy and morally bankrupt, and so you can live in like Malibu. Like Malibu's nice. I'm not the only shade.
Fucking
I
is
throw,
it though? It's a highway. Pretty. Everything's like on. It's fine. Yeah, I guess, but it's like. Anything you have to do, you have to get on the shitty highway and park on the side of it and fucking, I don't know.
I guess you're right. It's kind of not like neighborhoody. Maybe it's just we haven't been
invited
in there.
It's not a real place. It's not a real place. You exist in your mansion and then you have people to go shop for you because shopping sucks.
Listen, on the East Coast, let's just do East versus West. And I'm including Florida in this.
Okay.
On the East Coast, people pretend to hate their life. It's fun. It's a hobby
to
complain.
To
you know,
kvetch,
and just basically talk shit and just act like fucking moan and groan.
Yeah.
So they pretend they hate their life.
Yeah.
But they actually love their life.
Yeah,
like they
agree.
Actually wouldn't trade it for the world.
I agree with that.
And I think people on the West Coast pretend that they love their life, like positivity and like organic and like just I don't know stuff. And I think they actually fucking hate their life. So I think it's the opposite. I hear a lot of people in this state talk about how much they love Los Angeles and that they love, you know, the city and the state and their life.
And everybody's like, when are you moving here? Like, you should move here.
Like oh my God, it's great. You
they're
know?
Trying to fucking, they're energy
I just feel
vampires.
Like they're selling
they're
it to me.
To
and it's
in.
Like, if you really loved it, like, you wouldn't have to just go around. Exactly. I find myself doing that. I mean, listen, I got to do what I got to do at this point. Uh-huh. But I walk out of my door and I go like, I see a flower and I go like, well, isn't that pretty?
Because you have
I'm
to
starting
find
to do that. I got to like verbalize it or else I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. That's so true.
I just like, I'm that person who points out something nice and verbalizes it now, which is so fucking annoying.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is that hyperactivity is one of the symptoms of rabies. In people that can cause like shaking, tremoring, like hallucinations. But in some cases, hypersexuality is a symptom. And in certain cases, increased libido is the only physical symptom of rabies.
Oh my God.
That you get until you enter the comatose stage and die of heart and lung failure, which is how it goes. It attacks your central nervous system. But it makes you want to fuck like an animal.
Oh my God. Maybe the man who broke into the woman's house and made her watch porn and tried on her baby's clothes.
He had rabies. Yeah, he was hanging out in fresh water in Florida getting bit up by otters. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Okay, I'm done with my articles, but I'm going to post a video on our Instagram, which is at floridawoman.pod on Instagram, because it's really good, and there's no amount of me describing this video that's going to do it justice. You just got to watch it. It's from an account called Hype and Hip Hop, which, like, whatever. It says, Florida woman who appears to be possessed by something scares couple as they walk by.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be up there. Go take a watch.
All right, motherfuckers, we're not dead. We are not dead.
We're not divorced.
We're not divorced.
We don't live on the streets.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. We'll see. Fucking working hard to make rent out here.
A lot of women, infant, and children groceries in this house.
Yeah,
making this.
This would not be a Florida
stretch.
Podcast unless we were relying heavily on public assistance. We got that EBT. We got that SNAP.
Okay, don't brag. Don't brag.
No, don't brag. Fucking, we worked hard to get on that shit.
It is kind of difficult. A lot of follow through. You just got to really be the type of bitch that don't let go.
That's true. That's true.
Which makes you the same type of person who's valuable in the workforce. So
I know it's
ironic.
I don't
know why it's so hard to get a. You know. Anyway, who cares?
Give me free shit. That's what I'm saying. Basically, that's my attitude. Give me free stuff. Anyway, thank you so much. We love you very much. Thank you for tuning in, and we're excited to be doing this again Now that I got a motherfucking job. I was unemployed for 3 fucking months. Now I got a motherfucking job. I got a schedule. And that means we know when we're going to be able to do this shit. So we expect more.
If you're still here, we love you. Thanks for sticking with us.
If you're new,
what a weird episode. We have candy.
Come get in our van. Yeah, exactly.
Go back, I guess, to when we still seem sane.
No. Things are getting interesting now.
Yes. I love you guys.
Okay. Peace.
Bye.